testimony hope you inspire.
Listen, let me say it again. Your children will never bring you shame. Your children will be the reason why the name of your family will resonate in the world space. Listen, as your amen is thundering right now, wherever they are weak, the Lord is exchanging it with strength right now. The Lord is exchanging it with strength right now. Listen, you will not do better than your children. Your children will do better than you. Your children will do better than you. Your children will do better than you. They will not make your mistakes. They will not fail where you failed. They will not fail where you failed. Every expectation of yours concerning them will not drop on the ground. It will not drop on the ground. It will not drop on the ground. It will not drop on the ground. The battles you fought, your children will not fight them. Your children will not fight them. Your children will not fight them. No child of yours will be described as the bad sheep of the house. No child of yours will ever carry a vagabondic spirit. No child of yours will carry a mark of stubbornness. Let your amen thunder. Any deceiver they are not meant to meet in life, as your amen will thunder, as they are coming their way, let fire divert them. Let fire divert them. Let fire divert them. Let fire divert them. Any seed in their life that is not of God, whether you know it or you do not know it, we command such seeds to die. We command them to die. Secret habits die. Secret addictions die. Small stealing die. Lying die. Let it die. Let it die. Any picture that they captured on social media or on TV that is still on their mind, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, we command them to die. Whatever that entered out of your carelessness, I command such to be erased by fire. Be erased by fire. Be erased by fire. Let your amen thunder. We are looking at the demands of greatness. What every parent and their children must know. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 31. And we'll read from verse 1 to 9. Shadiba nado sika tabashaha. Inda kasuba laheda basakotoshia. Ilendo kosota bashande lebaha. Can we read the scripture one to go? The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb, and the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and need. Please show me the scripture in NLT or Message. Anyone that you can lay your hands on very quickly. Let's read NLT or Message. All right. That's from verse 1 to 9. Thank you. Can we read together? 1 to go. The sayings of King Lemuel contain this message which his mother taught him. Oh, my son of my womb. Oh, son of my vows. Do not waste your strength on women. On those who... Now, please, take me to Message translation. Take me to message translation. From verse 1. Can we read together? Want to go? The words of King Lemuel. The strong advice his mother gave him. Oh, son of man. What can you be thinking of? Child whom I bore, the son I dedicated to God. Don't dissipate your virility on fortune-hunting women, promiscuous women who shipwreck leaders. Leaders can't afford to make fools of themselves, gulping wine and swelling beer. Less hung over, they don't know right from wrong, and the people who depend on them are hurt. Use wine and beer only as sedatives to kill the pain and dull the ache of the terminally ill, for whom life is a living death. Speak up for the people who have no voice, for the rights of all the down and outers. Speak out for justice, stand up for the poor and destitute. Amen. Praise God. It's okay. It's okay. Father, we ask, oh God, that you show us in the next few minutes what every parent and their children must know. Lord, raise up Lemuel's mothers, Lemuel's fathers amongst your people. Let a lover of the Lord say aloud, amen. Take your seats in the presence of God, people of God. Theologians have tried to let us know that it does appear that the Lemuel being mentioned in the scripture was actually King Solomon, as it were. While some other theologians said, yes, there was actually a particular king known as Lemuel, not necessarily Solomon. But so whether you believe that it is King Solomon or you believe it is a certain King Lemuel anyway, you are not wrong. But the most intriguing thing that the theologians agree on, Shabodandi Sataha Elibosa, is that this instruction was given by Lemuel's mother when he was 9 years. Can I say one more time? If it makes sense to you, let me repeat that what you read right now was spoken to Lemuel when he was 9 years old. Can I say it again so that a mother will hear me? Because some people are yet to catch it. That this thing that you are hearing right now was spoken by the mother to Lemuel when Lemuel was 9 years old. Please, let me make God's people understand what I mean. Go to verse 2 again. Go to verse 2. Now, look at his mother. He said, what, my son? What the son of my womb? What the son of my... Please, can you show me the scripture in NIV, verse 2? I love the way the other translation put it. It said, oh my son, oh son of my womb, oh son of my vows. Yes, 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 yes. The next verse. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings. Excuse me, mother. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. How do you talk to a 9-year-old and you are calling him king? Years after, your 9-year-old becomes king. Chai. Daddy, mommy, soon to be daddies and mommies. If you don't see their destiny, who will see it? Lemuel's mother was speaking to him. We do not call forth greatness in children from here to there. We see their dear and we parent them to their here. Did I confuse you? Ayanoshikala parada. Endebusa, if God hasn't shown you the picture of your children, you are wrong. If God has not revealed to you right now and shown you this is something you need. Because, Lord, what do I pray about? So I don't pray the wrong prayers. You see, if we still get to the point where we are struggling with finding, oh, jam form, what are we going to feel? What are we going to feel? How are we going to feel it? People of God, I'm afraid to say this, that you are not a revelational parent. Greatness demands mothers and fathers. Like the mother of King Lemuel, that we already know. Are they kings? Are they apostles in the marketplace? Who are they? Because if I don't know, I will not know what to say. Am I communicating? If you know you desire to be a parent or you are one, can we all kneel down? Lift up your two hands. This may not make sense, but this is going to be one of the most powerful prayers you will make right now. Lift up your two hands. Say, my Father, show me the destinies of my children. Say it again. Say, Father, say, show me the destinies of my children. For the last time again, say, Father, open my eyes that I may see the destinies of my children. Say, from today, I refuse to train my child in blindness. Say, Father, they are great. They are great. And I refuse to raise my children in blindness. If you understand what I'm saying, can you say louder? Amen.
Amen.
You may rise and sit down. And as you have thundered your amen, let me pray for you. Shabarida kasa. From today henceforth, receive insight into parenting. Shande korabasaha. The Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Hear me as I hear the Lord. As you speak to your children, both the ones you have and the ones you are yet to have, you will say the right thing. You will say the right thing at the right time, in the right way. If you understand it, let your amen confuse the devil.
Unfortunately, mother, a lot of us parent our children from our experiences.
Trust me, that child has a destiny that doesn't look like yours. You parent your children from the environment. In this environment, whoever told you that that child is meant to be in the same environment that you are in? I say, what I'm telling you, from what I know, what you know have become obsolete. Lord, I want to know, who are they? Lord, I am a pastor, but is it possible that you've given me a child that is a king? Let me not use my pastoral language on a royal child. Most of us, we were trained with abuse from our parents. We were thoroughly abused. And God has given you a child whose spirit is fragile, that you don't pour in the same abuse they poured on in you onto them. But no, that's the way you know parenting. So my mother abused me into, abuse sense into me. So that's why I'm going to abuse you. Know their destinies. Oh, God bless Lemuel's mother. Ah! What manner of woman would be looking at a 9-year-old and you're saying to them, it's not for kids. You say, if you do this, you will ruin yourself. So you knew your child was a king at 9. You knew your child was destined for the palace at 9. Andokushada liba. You knew your child was going to rule at 9. Lord, enough of this blindness. Enough of this blindness. Some of us do not even know what God wants you to do tomorrow. And yet there is so much. Andokashibada. Eledosi karabashinda labaha. Raise your right hand again and say, Father, no more blindness. If God was speaking to Jeremiah and said, before I formed you, I knew thee. And I made thee a prophet to the nations. So he forms you, he knows you, he ordained you as a prophet to the nations and all that. Okay, God, the person that will carry them in the womb and bring them forth. Oh yeah, show me what it is that you have planned for them. So that the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, not in the way you want. Did you hear what I just said? That's what the Bible says. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. Please show me that scripture. Show me that you put up that scripture. Train up a child in the way he should go. And the Bible says the only way for there to be lasting when he's old, when he's no longer strong, the only way for him is if you understand. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. In the way he should. Do you know the way? Do you know the way he should go? You are training up the child in the way you went. And that way you went is trouble. If you must be honest with yourself, in the way you went, you are training up a child in the way your mother trained you. After all the training they gave you, you still remain stubborn. After all the training, you yourself, forget now that you're a father and a mother. Me and you know you.
then you say, my mother, they be my father will koboko you, your father finished kobokoing you. But the day you will tell your father, say, daddy, come come and give him money. While I was in your house, with all that you were doing, let me tell you who I am. But then tomorrow you carry the dossier of your parents. And then go and meet your child. Listen, you've got to be, sit down here, don't go anywhere. And the child will be saying, my mother doesn't know me. My father does not know me. So you cannot. I have a lot to say. Anyway, I'm not in a hurry to rush. So that if I say one will sink. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. So that all through this week, when you wake up on Monday, say, God, you've not told me. You've not told me about this child. Declare it fast. Lord, let this child not spoil in my hand, though. Let this child not spoil in my hand. Because I get scared. I said, when we were growing up, there was no social media. There was no social media when we were growing. Right now, it is everywhere. Social media, every all kind. When we were growing up, some things were not. People of God, give it 5 more years. You see how it is that data, some people have 5 more years, children will walk into some places, some streets will be data free. They will just be going data free. So you say, I will not buy you data. You say, it's okay. And then they're going to walk in somewhere and then you're going to find them using data you did not buy. Lord, you must tell me about this child. Am I talking to someone? So that you don't mess up that shandy bado koti adaha. A lady said, you can imagine Lemuel's mother, the authority, the efficacy said, listen, you are a king. Listen, I'm telling you, you are a king and child of God. Oh, Shadaba, let me say this. You see, when God configures the spirit of your child in a certain way, the reason why you speak a word and it bounces off the child, is that his spirit does not recognize what you are saying. First of all, every child, everybody you see is first of all a spirit. The reason why some things did not enter, let me tell you, if my mother wanted me to do what she wanted, maybe I would have been. There are children that you beat, the more you beat them, the more stubbornness is increasing. Yes, my mother was beating me. My mother beat me well. But she was beating me according to her revelation. She was speaking to my spirit. And this is a very important way to beat people. If you have to beat your child, beat with tongues. As you are beating, because the Bible says foolishness abounds in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction drives it. If you have to slap with the Holy Ghost, because it's a combination. Don't use one alone. Otherwise, you will break your wrist. And people of God, please, I want to let you know this. There is a need for you to. You can't raise it. You want to flog a child. You are a stupid. No, that's not the way we parent around here. As you raise the king, that's the way I used to king. That's the way. That's my style. Raise the king. Every prophecy over your life, you will fulfill it. In the name of Jesus, say this attack of the devil over your life shall not prevail. Hey, once in my life, I beat my girl. I beat her well. Yes. Oh yes. I mean, I don't care how you raise. But listen, if the Bible says the rod of correction, the Bible, it's not me that said, the Bible says rod of correction will drive it far. Once in a while. It's not an everyday thing, so that they don't get used to it. They don't get used to it. Because there are some of you, the reason why you are the way you are is that you got used to some things. Your mother, I will flog you. Some children will bring out their hand. I will give you 40. and they will look. Pa 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 40. And then they will look at in our yard. In our yard. So where I grew up. So we had this Yoruba Mama Billy Kisu. Yoruba people. And then one of their sons, the second son, Dauda. One day, Mama Billy was so angry. Mama Billy used to flog Dauda 30 something and all that. So Mama Billy was so angry. See that day that he's going to double it because of what Dauda did. Dauda came, brought a hand for Mama Billy. Mama Billy flog. That came, got destroyed. Then say I started flogging. I brought out the hand again. Dauda, the guy was not crying. The mother had flog. At some point, she couldn't finish. She knelt down. She now began to beg the boy. She now began to beg the boy. Speaking Yoruba, I didn't hear, but at least it was begged that she was begging. That please don't do me this. Don't. At some point, you understand that this one has gotten used to this. That is why when we raise Cain, we don't just trust the Cain. We are speaking to every power. God did not tell me you were. That's it. My mother. Somebody lift up your right hand. Declare, say, I will not parent in blindness. I want you to say it again like you mean it. Say, I will not parent in blindness. Shout it again like you understand it. Say, I will not parent in blindness. Lemuel's mother said to Lemuel, do not give your strength to women. Listen, before we talk about strength and women, let me say, establish this. Lemuel's mother had an important information he was giving to Lemuel. He said, Lemuel, destiny is about strength. Destiny is about strength. Don't dissipate it before you use it. Only a few people may understand what I said. In your spirit, man, there are strengths for the next 10 years locked up in your spirit. Strength for the next 15 years locked up in your spirit. Let me tell you why some people suffer in that. Please come. Come. Let me see. Come as well. Come. So, imagine that this is Lemuel. Lemuel, turn this way. This is Lemuel. And this is also Lemuel. So I'm just using them to another. At this point, Lemuel got involved with what he shouldn't be involved in. And at this point, Lemuel was probably between 19, his 20s and his 30s. And then he got involved with something he shouldn't be involved in. And I'm going to close here so that you don't forget these two things. And then took his destiny strength and dissipated it. Then he made a journey when he became 50. What he lost in his 30 is needed when he is 50. And then at this point he begins to wonder, what happened? Why is my life now filled with a lot of troubles and a lot of dilemma? If your mother were to be alive, he would have reminded you, didn't I warn you? Do not give your strength to. Because you see, at the point you are dissipating it, you will think you do not need it. At the point you are dissipating it, you are telling yourself, I'm a sharp guy. At the point you're dissipating it, you think, I know what I'm doing. I have it all under control. But may tomorrow not mock your weakness. Because you release a strength sometime. Shadibala. Let me tell you, the Bible talks about wealth and says it is God that giveth the power. Power, power. So people of God, you know how it is that when people say, I use this skill, I use this strategy, they don't know anything. Wealth comes by power. So, there are people who are here that are busy throwing away their power for wealth because they are still seeing 20 naira, 20 naira, and then they say, am I not okay? But the power for wealth, you are giving it to people you shouldn't give it to. Countdown, 10 years after now, you are going to find out nothing will remain in your hands. And you're saying, Lord, the enemy has attacked me. No, you are the one that attacked yourself. Because some time ago, you took your destiny strength and gave to women. You gave it to people who will destroy it. Did I make sense?
I am done. Can we stand up as we pray?
Everyone, please get on your feet and speak in the Holy Ghost. If you can speak in tongues, I'm about to raise just one prayer point in the service. Lekere bala bala baba sutaka rando kosi.